Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Eyes That Kiss in the Corners. And this was written by Joanna Ho, and it's illustrated by Dong Ho, and it's read today by Mommy and
Mr. Wheelie Car.
Mr. Wheelie Car. You do. It's nice to have a wheelie car. And it's also nice to have beautiful eyes like this little girl. Let's read about what she says. Shall we? Mm-hmm. Let's do it. In the picture we can see, the very first picture, we see her stop and she looks into the mirror. I hope she sees the beautiful girl that we see. Let's see what happens.
Some people have eyes like sapphire lagoons, with lashes like lace trims on ball gowns, sweeping their cheeks as they twirl. Big eyes and long lashes. Not me.
Do you know people who have bright blue eyes like sapphire lagoons? What color are your eyes? I think your eyes are beautiful.
I have eyes that kiss in the corners and glow like warm tea. My eyes are just like Mama's.
Oh, her eyes are beautiful. Do you know one of my favorite things is warm tea?
Mama's eyes that kiss in the corners and glow like warm tea crinkle into crescent moons when she comes home from work. She scoops me in her arms, eyes sparkling like starlight, and tickles me until we lap ourselves onto the floor.
Now who do I know who likes a good tickle? I think that's pretty relatable. I like to tickle you.
When Mama tucks me in at night, her eyes tell me I'm a miracle. And in those moments when she's all mine, flecks of dancing gold tell me I'm hers too.
Never forget that. You are a miracle.
My mama is my sun and sky, and her eyes are just like Amma's.
Now in the picture we can see who Amma is. Who do you think it is?
Her grandma.
Mm-hmm. That's another way of saying grandma. Look at this.
Amma's eyes that kiss in the corners and glow like warm tea don't work like they used to. But she sees all the way into my heart and can even read my mind. Her eyes are filled with so many stories. I can fall inside them and swim until time stops.
Wow. In this picture, what do you think the stories are that she's telling her? There's a hero with a bow and an arrow riding on a horse, and a beautiful musician playing a flute. And then there's another beautifully dressed lady with a bunny rabbit and a lantern. You see, I think her grandma's stories are like maybe your grandma's stories. They're interesting stories that she knows of, that she's experienced and grew up hearing. And I think it's also really interesting that she says her grandma's eyes don't work the way they used to. You have a grandma whose eyes don't work the way they used to. What are the odds?
I see Guanyin with the Monkey King sitting on a lotus, serene. Bubbles of lychee on trees and mountains that reach for the sea.
Wow, what a beautiful looking picture. And you can see that there's a tiny little monkey king the crown on his head and everything. That would be very interesting to read about that story and find out where that story came from, wouldn't it? I'll have to see if I can find that.
My Amma never ages, and her eyes are just like Maymay's.
Ooh, who's Maymay? Can you see?
Her little sister.
Yeah, her little sister.
Maymay's eyes that kiss in the corners and glow like warm tea blink against the window until I come home from school. They disappear beneath her two-toothed smile when I walk in the door.
Oh, I see. Her little sister only has two teeth. She's very little. You know that it takes a long time to grow a lot of teeth.
She toddles after me, gazing up at me like I am her best present. I hope she looks at me like that forever. Because when she looks at me like that, in that Maymay way, I feel like I can fly.
Wow. How nice it must be to have a little brother or a little sister who loves you. You'd have to set a good example for them, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Maybe's eyes that kiss in the corners and glow like warm tea are just like mine.
Whoa.
My eyes crinkle into crescent moons and sparkle like the stars. Gold flecks dance and twirl while stories swirl in their oolong pools, carrying tales of the past and hope for the future.
Wow. My friends, if you don't have this book, you are missing out. The artwork alone is just pretty impressive. What do you see in the pictures? Can you describe it?
Dragon,
mm-hmm.
Some fishy, and a
little
peacock,
mm.
Dragon.
Yeah, it looks like maybe some sort of bird. Mm-hmm.
And the blood moon rising.
Yeah.
My eyes find mountains that rise ahead and look up when others shut down. My lashes curve like the swords of warriors, and through them I see kingdoms in the clouds.
Wow. I think this might be a phoenix bird that's with her, I feel like. And it's a beautiful picture. She's very brave.
They are Mama and Amma and Maymay. They're me, and they are beautiful.
Do you look like your family?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, some kids look just like their parents. Some kids don't look anything like their parents. But if you are family, it's important to know that you are part of a bigger picture. You're part of something bigger than just yourself. And you're deeply loved. And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.